This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Are you sick or is this your voice now?
Oh, it's like sexy jazz singer. That's my new thing. No, it's hay fever.
It's the allergies. Honestly, it suits you.
And I've been rehearsing stuff. I think I've just been like talking a lot.
You should audition with that.
Yeah, whenever I have acting, like auditions are like, we love your voice. And then I go in for the callback and they're like, what happened to that voice?
You're like, I gotta start chain smoking. Yeah. I gotta go
like
back.
Put my face in dandelions and just like wheeze.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hello!
Lucky you! It's another episode of Punch Up the GM.
Did you prepare that?
I thought about saying that yesterday and it made me laugh, so I was like, I'm gonna do it. And now I'm like, that's stupid.
No, it worked. It killed, man.
It killed. You're dead.
People are laughing in their cars so hard they had to pull over.
Oh, great. There'll just be like incidences across the U.S. of like random car crash. They'll be like, must be that new podcast.
Unlucky you.
Unlucky you. Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Punch of the Jam. I am Demi Adigiweebe.
I'm Miel. I'm not a last name.
Ooh. Going by one name now. Like yeah. Cher.
Yep.
Or Tony.
Tony who?
You know Tony.
Tony. Just Tony.
Yeah. Danza.
No, just Tony. That's right. He just has
just
the one
Tony
name.
Trademark.
Just Tony.
And if you're new to the podcast, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for jumping into episode, 20?
40?
80?
50.
It might be 50.
Feels like we've been doing this for 10 years.
Who knows how many episodes we're going to release between now and when this comes out.
Or when we die.
Sure.
This is getting weird at the top.
Yeah, what's happening?
It's gloomy out. I don't know what's happening.
Meow, what do we do on this podcast?
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we take songs every week, every Thursday to be precise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we talk about them and we try to figure them out. And it usually doesn't work, but we always try to make them better.
Mm-hmm. Which also usually doesn't work.
No, it does. They do not.
But really, it's the attempt that counts.
That's what my mom tells me.
So thanks for listening to The Attempt. That's what this podcast should have been called. The Attempt.
Today we were joined by a very special lady.
Yeah. Should we introduce this special little lady?
She's a big lady, actually.
This special big
She's
lady?
She's a big lady. I love being introduced that way.
You know her from Vine, from Twitter, from Groundlings, from her fucking Instagram videos. It's Hannah Pilka. I don't know how to say your last name.
Big
well.
Hannah. Big Hannah. I was like, why did you?
She's very tall.
She is very tall.
I'm very tall.
How tall are you?
5'0".
Oh,
I surprise myself daily.
Tell us what you're lying.
Over 5'10".
You said that like 5 and then you grew a few inches. You're like, uh-oh, got to recalibrate.
Oh,
5'11". It's happening. It's happening.
Actually, it's 6
I'm
now.
26 and I'm growing.
I'm so psyched you're here, Hannah.
Me too.
You're just, I think, one of the funniest people. And I was so sad when Vine went down, mostly because it meant we couldn't make any more videos together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not that we made that many to begin with.
Yeah. No, it was I also just love like the little to no commitment required. Yeah. It was like, yeah. You want to meet up for 20
part.
Minutes and make 7 things?
Yes.
Just wish anything else was like that.
Truly. And to this day, I get tagged mistakenly as in your and Steph Barkley's Vine, where you walk through the background hitting a pot on the Michael Jackson song.
Mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
daily think that's me.
Amazing.
So I'm so glad to be in the same room as you to prove we're not the same person.
Yep. So that people can see that on the podcast.
The photo that you saw for this episode is photoshopped. She's lying. She is the same person.
No, my stilts. My stilts.
Yeah.
So Hannah, tell me about what you feel and know and any other associations you have with LFO Summer Girls.
So I'm a 90s baby.
Yep.
And what one thing about LFO I don't recall is what they look like. I feel like they were just like every white guy ever.
White. Yeah.
And the strong references to Abercrombie and Fitch,
yep.
Which as a young teen, I would not only rock one popped Hollister shirt.
Yep.
Polo, I would do two.
Ooh,
two on top of each other.
Same color, different color?
Different color.
Yep.
Add a little contrast with two ribbons.
In your hair?
I grew up in the waspy side of the main line, Philadelphia. And we repped Sophie
two
shorts.
Popped collars.
Sophie shorts and
Sophie
two
shorts.
Pop collars.
S-O-F-F-E shorts.
S-O-F-F-E.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
you missed out.
I guess I did.
Brightly colored cotton elastic waistband that fell apart in a year.
Yep.
The best after basketball.
They make every
outfit.
Booty look like you're a cheerleader.
I was like, they sound like basketball shorts, but they're
not. No, they're short cotton shorts.
They're very
I'll
short.
Google them.
Every color under the sun.
And I would just like go to the YMCA and roll them up six times. So they were just basically boyish, like little booty shorts and just like elliptical.
I threw my last pair away only a year ago. And wow. I had them probably since 13 years old. That's the power of the Sophie
Guys, short. Miel's 17.
I was like, 4 years.
Yeah, this is a song that everyone wants us to do all the time. Yeah, how many times has it been requested? Like five or six?
Yeah, five or six times. And for good reason. It's a song that I think even when we started this podcast was on our list just as a song that was
kooky.
So kooky and like notably weird. Even like I think the first time I heard this, I was just like, oh, children make music. Like these right. lyrics are not something that are like a 30-year-old being like, I want to write a beautiful poem. It's just like some guys who are like, yeah, let's make a list of shit.
Well, and it's also like this, they're not rappers, but they're not singers.
Yes. Right.
And it gave hope to people like me that if I just talk with a rhythm to it, maybe I too could have a career
if you get
with
two
three
friends,
other white women.
You get two friends that can sing in different registries, you make a nice harmony.
Right.
You can do it.
Honestly, right. in a way, even just talking right now, the fact that you're not speaking in a consistent rhythm, I guess this is just jazz.
Right.
Talking is just
this
jazz.
This is just jazz. What?
Yeah. And it's just still now.
And it's still jazz. Punch up the jam. Wow, wow.
I will say Spin Magazine said this song specifically had the worst lyrics of the entire 90s.
Oh.
I kind of agree, but I will say 1999 was a fucking rough year for music. Other songs that came out, Steal My Sunshine.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I want it that way. Song-wise, fine. Lyrically, though.
Is right. it lyrically?
A hot mess. Oh, it makes... We'll get there. Get there.
I don't even think... It's so mindless to know the words yes. to that I don't even know the lyrics.
I was
you know?
Just listening to Black and Blue, the next Backstreet Boys yep. album. Like, I just put it on in the car. I was like, it hasn't been maybe a decade since I listened to this.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, it starts with like a cheating anthem, and then I'm just like, what? What's... What were we doing?
I don't know.
So yeah, I can believe that.
I'm glad you mentioned Blue though, because that song also came
I'm
out
Blue.
99.
Oh my god! No, that has to have the worst lyrics of the 90s.
They thought that what is this one? Summer Girls. They thought the Summer Girls was worse.
Nah, Summer Girls has something to it. No.
I also want to point out. Do you guys know what LFO? You do, Demi. Do you know what LFO stands for?
No. Laugh Funk Occidental.
Laugh Funk Occidental
College.
It's the improvised jazz band at Occidental College.
You're
yeah.
close with the F.
It's light with a Y. L-Y-T-E. Funky ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like Litecoin? No, I don't even know how you spell Litecoin.
Wait, what's Litecoin? Bitcoin?
It's another form of currency.
There are so many cryptocurrencies.
Does that mean they're in crypts?
They should be.
There are so many mummy currencies and coffins.
You just got so excited saying
Tales
mummy
from the
coins.
Cryptocurrency.
Like, finally. Ooh.
Why haven't we made
That's
that?
That's a sketch.
Why haven't the
Guys,
mummy?
I'm making a note. That's a sketch.
Perfect.
We should just have a button that's like you hit it and goes, ooh, that's a sketch. It just happens in the middle of the podcast anytime anyone has a bit.
In LA? I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. We just carry it around like a...
You press the button, it does that, and makes three flat whites. We're like, oops.
Are you talking about me or the drink?
Both.
That was my nickname in high school.
Three meals.
Sorry, we've derailed quickly.
Light, funky ones.
Were they funky? Did they have any funk?
This was kind of funky. No,
was
okay, it wasn't that funky.
So light with a Y.
Yeah, funky.
Funky.
Funky ones.
It is, if that once was...
And his face, I wish you could hear it.
It was just like, wow.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's a horn slowly deflating.
What were you saying to me?
If that ones was any other word, it would be like the most 90s name.
What could it be better with an O?
I don't know.
Light Funky Osiris.
Light
like
Funky
shoes.
OJ. I don't know.
I mean, I guess that's more 90, but then I think it'd be
it's
LFOJ.
Like OJ that went bad 3 months ago. Light Funky
OJ.
OJ.
Octagonal. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's an eight-person band now.
They tried.
Yeah, okay. Just like we're trying now. You can't all win them all.
No, you can't. Did you know that they are still making music? They released a song last year called Perfect 10.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off sounding like a country pop song, and then it goes into things like, they say, 1, 2, 3, you are the one for me. And I'm just like, oh, no, you gotta...
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's a huge hit.
It was right. broke.
Was it? It won them a lot of money.
You said won.
It's won. Like, it's one big game show. Their way into some money.
Ah, congratulations. You've completed a job again.
I heard, I didn't write it down, so, you know, Google it. But I heard that they they submitted this as like a demo mix, and then someone was like, perfect,
yes,
roll it.
Wow.
So it's just like inside jokes and bullshit. It was never meant to be.
They
for
did not think anyone would hear it.
Right.
Which
so I'll cut some slack.
But also, like, think about what you're sending out. But then again, maybe because they didn't think it through at all,
yeah,
it worked better.
Yeah.
Maybe. Know? Maybe you, I mean, maybe in that time, pre 9/11. Sorry.
To bring it to a lighter place again.
Sorry. I'm cutting all of this.
No, I'm editing this episode and keeping that in because I just want to get the little clip for a text tone for every time you text me. You going, 9/11?
Because just like I said, I was like, this is fucking crazy. What am I saying?
It's fine.
It's just, I don't know how to contextualize the late 90s other than pre 9/11. Because that changed everything, and I'm
sure.
not joking when I say
You're
that.
Right.
So maybe we needed, as a country, you know, an anthem to just be like, I don't know, let's
we
just
needed,
have some bullshit before things get bad.
We needed Summer Girls 2 in summer of 2002, is what
right.
you're saying.
We did. We definitely did, and we yeah. didn't get it.
With a new food that made them sick.
Yeah, another, like, racially
Thai
charged one. Yeah, there
sick.
You go. Yeah,
acai
you
go. Bowls make me sick.
And now, the only other thing I want to say about before we get into it is... Getting your shoes, coat, and your hat, took it. Kids on the block sucked a lot of dick. Boy girl groups make me sick, and I can't wait till I catch all you in public. I'ma love it.
What a line.
Like, what a weird time in music that yeah. was.
What a, like, that's so funny that that's like bullying for stars. They're
yeah.
like, I'ma call you out in my song.
And he's like, I'm gonna sing it in your cadence. So he's like
shouting them out yeah. inadvertently.
Wow. And it doesn't work as a reference unless you know this song. So it's just kind of like, here's one for all the people who are fans.
Curious the LFO Eminem crossover fan base.
I've just got to, well,
right.
it's white men.
Oh, it's always white men, isn't it? White men.
Woo-hoo-hee-ha-ho.
Not are you guys Eminem fans?
No.
Yeah. I respect him.
I feel like everyone, they're like, I think as an artist, there is respect to be had.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I would like have songs that I listened to all the time when I was walking home. And like whatever album Like Toy Soldiers was on was like the album that I listened to all the time. And then I got into like high school and I was just kind of like, a lot of this is just really angry. I don't
yeah.
know if it's for me.
Right.
I did really enjoy it when it came out.
Yeah.
I will say I knew all the words to like a lot of his songs.
I liked 8
Mile.
Like,
sweet. 8 Mile was so good.
It was really good.
I thought it was like about love. I was too young to get that movie. I was like, oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
It's not.
I also remember when, was it Lose It came out? Not Lose Yourself, but the ones that just Lose It.
That was that song.
Oh, go crazy.
Yeah. That was like the last Eminem period that I was like, this rules. This is the funniest shit in the entire world. Nothing can beat this.
That's when I would watch music videos and like TRL.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't remember the LFO music video, but I know it was on TRL.
Yeah, it was. It was so generic though.
It was so generic.
Yeah.
It was what you'd expect.
Right, yeah. Spiky, frosty tips and necklaces.
And doing exactly what the lyrics say.
Tanked up.
Just,
yes.
Just them, shots of them doing those things.
Speaking of lyrics, should we dare? Dare
oh,
we dance?
We got
we?
To. There's so much. This is going to be the most dense one that we do.
All right. Let's get into
off.
It.
Yeah.
I love that fake LP noise.
Yeah, I like it when the girl genuinely makes the song for me.
Little Santana. In the summer.
This is Santana, yeah.
It is, featuring.
When we met in the summer.
Honestly, that doo-doo-ba-doo is the, like, the thing in this song that I'm like, this is a good song.
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
I'm yeah. like a little Sugar Ray.
Yes. It's a little, just a little bit of a flourish.
Yeah.
I kind of wish now it was Sugar Ray.
And can you hear like the little right. rubber band twang in the background?
Bow, 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 bow.
It's so weird.
The LP noise is what gets me. Like, are you trying to tell me you think this is being played on a gramophone?
I think they're trying to be like, remember in the past? Vintage.
Last summer?
Right, it's like,
yeah.
which era are we in? What's the time period?
Ooh,
what's...
maybe we take the stance right at the gate.
Okay.
This song is actually a period piece from the 1940s.
Very interesting. Okay.
Reading into the future.
In the summer.
They were so accurate. This is like Tupac levels back then.
I really wish this the same thing, but with corncob pipes and
yeah.
see?
Yeah, he's like, do you remember down at the boardwalk, I bought my best girl a taffy.
Chinese food makes me feel ill.
And also, what's Chinese food?
They called it something different back then. Well, I won't say what.
Okay. Way to make it real.
I'm just, look, also, so this entire song, I was listening to the lyrics and trying to figure out what period of time this had to be referring to, because it's not last summer. There are things that, like, like the latest reference is like 91 or 92, which is so funny to me because this is like, so it's essentially being like, remember 8 years ago? We don't talk anymore, but remember that summer
Wouldn't
8 years
ago? Wouldn't that also make them like 11?
I think they were like 24 when this came out.
Okay, so
60, like teenage
children. Yeah. Okay.
It's like in Greece if they hadn't seen each other the following summer. 8 years went
by. So middle school they met. Okay, yeah. Makes the rape lyrics of that song feel makes a little bit worse.
I was like, what? There are no rape lyrics in this song.
Put up a fight?
I'm realizing you're talking about Greece now. But yes, I thought you meant in this song. I was like, LFO would never.
Did she put up a fight?
No,
no. Tell me more so I can call the cops.
What's his license plate number?
Okay. Testify.
Is it 1, 2, or 3?
I like it when the girls stop by. I like the pause before. In the summer.
It changes everything.
The other seasons are tricky for me.
Yeah.
Winter girls are so
They don't shave their legs in the winter.
They wear so many clothes.
Don't even get me started on autumn girls.
Nah.
Boom. Basic pumpkin spice.
Gross.
Was that a thing in the late 90s?
I don't know.
It became a thing, then immediately we're all just like, boo.
You know what we did in the late 90s with seasons, though? We referred to that as your skin tone, eye color, hair tone.
Okay, totally.
You're
totally
an autumn girl.
Autumnal. Yeah.
It was like, warm. Oh, I have a winter complexion. Mm-hmm. Another way to just like describe ourselves in anthropomorphized. Is that a word?
It's not that word.
Close
Animorphs,
to that word.
The series?
That's
the
one. Yeah. It was Animorphs. They did it.
Yeah.
I was a slug girl.
You were the slug girl.
I was a baby giraffe.
That feels right.
I was an anteater. Do you remember when we met that summer? I just love that it starts off like that and then... Is the framing for the rest of the song that he's trying to jog her memory just like, come on, remember? New Kids on the Block?
Oh, Chinese I wouldn't. I think already you're trying to read into this too much.
I am.
None of these lyrics have anything to do with each other.
I'm trying to frame this as this is him in the present being like, huh? Come on.
Nah, it's just a spoken word intro because we did those in the 90s.
That is true.
Right. Yeah, I don't think she was like in the middle of a brownout. It's like, parts of it are coming back.
Don't you remember? You threw up in a trash can.
That's right, that wonton soup.
Yeah.
Every time he mentions one detail about their life, he's just like, when would that have happened? It's like, oh, Michael J. Fox, Alex B. Keaton. Oh, yeah. Okay. Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I have one wish. She's been gone since that summer.
Take her feels weird.
I would take her if I had one wish.
Okay, so his wish would be her, or he wants to like take her like a carnival toy. I don't understand.
I think it's like a Dudley Do-Right scenario. He wants to just lift her over his shoulder and just run away with her.
Well, you know, maybe I spoke too soon about this being less rapey than Grease.
Right.
We'll find out.
If he had one wish, that's not a defense for it.
No, taking. It feels like a weird verb there.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. Iconic lyrics.
I mean, the thing is, we can shit on it as much as we want, but everybody knows that line.
Yep, it worked.
Everybody.
It worked. I kind of like smashing two things that make no sense together. That's kind of fun.
I think the song is genius that it's so stupid.
Right. They just had a joint, and they're like, you know what's crazy? That New Black, Can We Still the Block had a bunch of hits, and Chinese One makes me sick. Like, it really is a stream of consciousness.
It almost sounds like slam poetry to me a little bit.
Yeah, 100%.
Where it's like trying really hard to sound deep, but you kind of know it's not.
But if they'd said it with a different, like, New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. Yeah.
Do you clap?
And then as soon as they go to the next line, it's just like, oh, this wasn't a poem. Yeah. I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
Okay, I will say I do remember that feeling. I mean, with boys, I'm from an island, so when people like would come up for summer to the island, it was the most exciting like fresh meat complex of like, a new person.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was the most fun.
Sure. Right.
I kind of do know what it's like.
When you come in on a ferry or whatever. Legos. Yeah.
Ferry, yeah.
Yep.
You wait at the ferry landing and you're like, who's coming to the island?
So you were the real version of when people would see ships coming into the harbor and you're just like waving. Like,
I'm rushing to the ferry!
Sailors! Stop over here, sailors!
I tried my siren song, but it didn't work.
What was that?
It was blue dubba dee dubba.
Oh, yeah, no, that wouldn't work.
Now listen up!
Here's a storm!
I was also 10, so that probably had something to do with it. I like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch. That was all of us, right?
Yeah.
In 99? Who wasn't?
It's the most general version of I like girls they can make that sounded specific.
It was so fucking cool, though. Abercrombie and Fitch, it was a short window, but God, was it a strong one.
I mean, like, I'm very asthmatic, so now I can't walk into a Hollister because of the overwhelming pungent smell.
Perfume.
But I don't know where I'd see one.
In any mall, they're still there. And Glendale, a lot of Galleria. Europeans still wear Hollister. Like, in Iceland, it's huge. My Icelandic friends are always, like, decked out with, like, the Hollister & Co. hat. I'm like, what?
Why haven't you told
decade
them?
Decade are you from? Because she's happy. She has a baby. She seems to be doing it
they're
right.
They're taking their time. They're going to get, like, an Aeropostal in a few years. And then they'll slowly.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Aeropostal?
I'm sorry.
No.
Aeropostal code?
Aeropostal?
Is that your zip code?
What is it called?
Aeropostal?
Oh, I was barely off. You all acted like I just
like
said.
A real boy.
You acted like I just went out of a post.
That's like saying Talboats.
Yeah. Talboats, come
Instead
on.
Instead of Talbots?
Talbots.
Talbots.
Okay, so that's still barely off. I think I'm in the right here.
Yeah.
I think it's close.
Spoken like a man.
I think I'm in the right here.
I like we have girl guests so I can just gang up on you.
It's
right?
fun.
Right?
And I will just continue to go like, I'm not listening.
No, but I think Abercrombie, I don't think we can hate on them that hard for the Abercrombie thing, because I think that's a fair reference for the time.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Everyone wanted to be wearing that.
That
was so
our
cool.
Anthropology.
I also wonder, like, this isn't sponsored, obviously, because it's just a bunch of nonsense, but they repeatedly mention Abercrombie and Fitch.
It was
in,
just
like,
so cool.
Part.
It was so... My first thong was Abercrombie and Fitch.
But they end every single verse.
My first thong. It was really ugly. But
and all the girls that worked there were like, can I get you any other sizes? I'm 16 and I hate you.
You know, little sunglasses rack by the exit.
And they had hot men just like oiled up,
yeah,
naked.
Like shirtless in front of the store.
Oh, to convince you to not buy shirts.
That's probably what inspired... They were probably were those guys. And they were like,
that's how they met.
We should make music, dog. Do you want to go eat some Chinese and get high?
Wait, but Chinese food always makes me shit, dude.
Fuck, write that down! I'd take her if I had one. Wish she's been gone since that summer. So, is he singing to her or not to her anymore? Because he's now switching perspective.
Again, I think you can't get hung up on these little things.
I really have to. It's the point of the podcast.
Debbie, why are you reading into the lyrics?
Just enjoy the vibes.
Just sit back and relax, bro. Let's get some Chinese food.
Yeah, I don't really know who it's directed towards.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of his inner self, maybe her.
I think he's just waxing poetic.
Is this a 24-year-old man waxing poetic about a girl he met when he was 16 and never again?
Or just generally the girls, not a specific girl. But the girls over the years he's
right.
had summer flings with.
The theme of these summer girls.
But it says, I take her if I had one wish, and she's been gone since that
summer.
Yeah,
but she represents.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is just like a embodied version of 10 women amalgamation.
Cool.
These aren't words.
Those are definitely all
amalgamated
words.
Into one.
Synergy.
Synergy.
You guys know the music video with the quintessential pretty girl and the fairy or whoever that looks
right.
over. It's
oh,
that
yeah.
girl that looks yeah. the same and is different, actually.
She's wearing
in every music video.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yep. The girl from the pop
Hot
video.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The girl from the
Dirty
pop video?
Pop. Yeah, wasn't it Jessica? Nah, I don't remember her name. I watched the making of the video, though, so I feel like I know her. Hip-hop mama named Spick and Span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, Jersey 33. I love the Larry Bird show.
I
great
love
Larry Bird, Jersey 33.
Was he wearing it or was she wearing it?
I don't think anyone was wearing the jersey.
But if she was wearing it, she's one of those, like, I'm down for whatever, man. Like, I'll drink a beer, I'll wear a jersey.
He said she was a hip-hop mama, maybe.
No, it's hip-hop marmalade, Spick and Span.
Hip-hop marmalade? Huh?
That's not a... There's, like, a Creole lady marmalade and a hip-hop marmalade.
Excuse me, can I have the
marmalade?
Chicken waffles with hip-hop marmalade, please?
Do you want that with Spick and Span or no?
No, hold the Spick and Span, I'm trying to quit.
Okay.
Is it cleaner? It's like industrial cleaner.
What is it?
Spick and Span?
It literally is just a phrase that means clean.
Right, okay. Yeah. But it's also a brand of cleaner.
Maybe, yes.
And also like a slur.
Half of that, yes.
Yeah, huh.
Oh.
Which is kind of, was my first thought was like they were trying to say a slur and get away with it.
But saying Chinese food and that.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm like, sure.
How many slurs have they hidden in
this song?
That's
our 2018 mind, though.
Maybe.
That's us being like,
We were more pure in 1999.
Yeah. In 1999, everything was fine.
Everything was fine. Yeah. We just didn't read into Yeah.
I mean, I said it before, I'll say it again. Things were better then.
Miel really misses the period before 9/11.
Yeah, we could walk someone out to the airport gate.
Yeah, that was
true.
What you missed.
Didn't live in fear. I could bring a whole bag of peanut butter on a plane.
I can't even watch episodes of Friends anymore. I'm like, that wouldn't happen.
Nah.
She couldn't run to bring flowers to Ross. You're full
Six
of it.
Six people in New York and none of them are black. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hip-hop marmalade, Spick and Span. Something, something.
Met you one summer and it all began.
Okay.
You're the best girl that I ever did see.
No, that is now a child's poem. This is not the way people talk.
Larry Bird jersey.
The great Larry Bird jersey 33. No connection.
Well, I did read that they're from Massachusetts. So perhaps they're just, you know, wanted to get a shout out to the Celtics.
That explains the Paul Revere shout out later.
Oh, okay. My God, yeah.
I still think they worked at that Abercrombie, and they only had a pen but no paper, so they're writing, and they're like, Larry Bird, so it's all bullets, and they're like, fuck, we don't have to just put it together.
Writing on their abs.
they're recording, they're just, like, laying on their stomachs and looking down at their chest, like, the great Larry Bird jersey.
That explains the voice, too.
Yeah.
I like to believe that she's wearing that jersey.
It's possible.
And she's not wearing any pants. You know what I mean? Just really big and kind of sexy.
So let's set the scene. They're listening to hip hop. They're eating marmalade. Yeah. Right. The entire place is clean.
Paddington. Right. But it's like real cool. Clean.
Yeah, it's a very hip Paddington. Yeah.
He's like, I love the Celtics, man. He's got an American accent now.
Well, he has like a beer, but he's like, can you use a coaster dog?
We like just got this place looking spick and span. Like, I'm so sorry. I know you're a bear. And that's so tight, but like just keep the marmalade on the coaster.
Now let's get back to the great Larry Bird.
Wait, is it the bear from the Bounty commercial or the Charmin commercials?
Oh, ooh.
Could be.
Yeah.
He likes a real clean butthole.
Those commercials really rub me the wrong way.
Of all the animals.
You know what doesn't rub me the wrong way is Bounty.
No, it's Charmin. You're talking about paper towels. Charmin bears. I just feel like of all the animals you could have chosen to make, you know, mascots of toilet paper, choose one with a less shitty ass. So you ever seen a bear's ass covered in shit?
That's the point, though.
It's interesting. I haven't seen a bear's ass.
Yeah, I also haven't.
You haven't lived.
I don't know who's hiking the Adirondack. Are you having your own wild adventure?
Yeah, I may have paid a lot of money to see a shitty bear ass.
You go to the zoo and slip them a five. It's like, all right, you can go to the back of the gorilla cage.
Gorillas. Do you think gorillas are bears?
Are they not? When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
Call me Willie Whistle because I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Oh my God.
God, this song is like so dense. Everything.
Yes. Everything. When I was doing each of these clips, I'm like, this is going to be the longest episode. There's so much to say.
Hornet.
Okay, so when you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. I'm guessing that means she's horny after she gets drunk.
Oh, I thought it was just she gets like a buzz off of even a sip.
Maybe it's coffee. And she's like, how old have you been drinking?
Yeah.
And then my favorite part, Billy Shakespeare.
Real casual.
Billy Shakespeare wrote a bunch of sornets. Billy Shakes wrote a bunch of sornets.
Sornets. Yeah.
That's not even a Boston accent.
I wonder if they had to put on an affectation for some of these rhymes, because there's even a part in the previous where they're like, the great Larry Bird, jersey 33.
I'm just like, Larry.
How much? It's like, are you British or?
I don't
like,
find out.
Very original Boston.
I also love that he's on first name basis with William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Billy Shakespeare.
Real cash.
I mean, he did. A bunch of sornets.
Also, like, he wasn't known most for his sonnets. That's a weird pull. Like, be like Lord Byron or somebody.
I mean, yeah. You had to pick someone that they knew.
Yeah,
presumably.
But say plays then, right? He's known
doesn't
for his plays.
Doesn't rhyme with hornet.
Then don't say hornet. Sornet. That's what I'm saying. Doesn't fucking rhyme.
What right. else could they have said there, huh?
Okay.
What rhymes with play?
You buzz like a blue jay.
Okay.
You make a lot of noise.
Right.
William, not Billy. Let's not devalue William. Wrote a bunch of plays. Boom.
When Punched you take up. A sip, girl, you buzz like a blue jay. William Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of plays.
Yep. You need to write for blue. New plays.
They're all old now, but he wrote them and they were new.
Boom. Done.
We fixed it.
We're good.
Perfect,
good night,
guys.
We
punched it. And I'm still like, Hamlet, Romeo. And I'm like thinking, what else did he write?
I wish this was just a, like, every verse was just another. He's like, he also wrote this play in 1785.
When he wrote King Lear, I shed a little tear.
There you go. We got there. What did he say after that?
Call me Willie Whistle because I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes really drove me crazy.
I pulled a bunch of the names of people he talks about, but Willie Whistle, I'm not sure I have.
Willie Whistle is apparently a public access children's clown.
Oh, of course.
Which
sure,
is my
sure.
new favorite phrase, public access children's clown.
Hi, yes, it's a PACC.
Oh, yeah. We got ourselves a pack.
Okay.
Apparently it was like on local television in Boston and was just a children's clown that was also a mime because he didn't speak.
Okay, great ref. Great ref. Great ref. In here.
They're really revealing that they're a little more well-rounded and cultured than we thought, maybe. Yeah.
They know Billy Shakespeare and Willy Whistle.
Well, I'm not sure where you got Willy Whistle, because I'm not seeing that.
Here, one second.
I heard it says, call me when you miss me, because I can't speak, baby.
Let me play it again.
Call me Willy Whistle, because I can't speak, baby.
Yeah, call
something
me.
In your eyes when it drove me crazy.
So someone just reappropriated it to be like, it's call me when you miss me, not call me Willy Whistle.
I guess so.
They're trying to give them more credit than they deserve. Okay, fair enough. Willy Whistle, public access clown. Let's not try to write him out of this.
Public access clown.
Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone.
That was another one of the lines that as a kid I was like, I always will know this one line. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone.
This would be a great thing to play before going to do anything social to be like, I need like three like party facts. Starters. Yeah.
Did you know Billy Shakespeare, whole bunch of sornets.
And Macaulay Culkin, I don't know if you know, Home Alone star.
Really?
My question is, does he say was in or wasn't?
I think it's was in.
Was in Home Alone?
Yeah.
He's a conspiracy theorist. He's like, Macaulay Culkin claims to be in Home Alone, no, but I know that he was at home.
Not wasn't in Home Alone, but wasn't Home Alone.
Like there were people there.
And then the crooks came. I don't know if he's trying to give you some spoilers, Rob.
I think now you're trying to give him some credit. Just like
maybe true. Well, that's what these lyrics say. Oh. I've just looked at three different lyrics and none of them
we
are the same.
Ask our audience for misheard, like their misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be so many songs that it's like we probably thought we knew them as kids, and then we'll be like, oh, what Willy Whistle?
What Willy Whistle? Also, sounds like a penis, right?
It absolutely does.
That's not a good name for a clown.
No.
That sounds like you're like a kooky guy's wiener name.
What's a good name for a clown, though?
Good point.
Jeff.
That's the creepiest. Oh. I am Jeff.
Jeff the clown.
I would hire
is
that guy. Not
murderer.
Jeff the clown. Just Jeff.
That's a murderer's name.
And here then, like, Clown LLC.
That's John Wayne Gacy.
Well, now who's made it dark, huh? I just said Jeff, not John.
Oh. You. Yeah, it was me. Now I can't forget you, and it makes me mad.
Left one day, and there came back.
He seems like a guy that's never, like, let himself cry.
Yeah.
He needs a really good weep.
It's not
Hannah
that it makes him sad. It's that it makes... He's just like, the only way I can express this is to punch
he's
a thing.
He's with her. He's like, makes me so mad. And he breaks out his mirror.
Do I remember your name?
And she's like, I'm going to miss you. And he just punches the pier.
She's like, this is why it'll never work beyond summer.
Yeah, this is why she left and never came back. Stayed all summer, then went back home. So she's not from this area.
That's what I'm saying. It's like read the Orcas thing. You come up for the summer. You go on vacation, summer vacation. Dirty Dancing. You never seen a situation?
I've not seen Dirty Dancing.
It's pretty common. People like go places for the summer. They vacation.
Well,
homes.
Yeah, no, that.
Yeah.
Dirty and you dancing. Have this like passionate thing that feels really real and very intense, but then
it wasn't
for as serious as it was. It's equally as fleeting. It's like okay.
You know what? A great movie that shows that. Mm-hmm. You know, Call Me By Your Name. I don't know if you heard of it.
Not familiar. Yeah, 100%. Where you're like caught up, swept up in passion. Yeah.
But it's not, it can't ever be real.
Yeah.
It only worked because it was a fling.
Yeah.
Call me by your name.
I don't know what that song is.
It's a song I'm working on, trying to pitch it to the DVD menu page.
Can you imagine Soup Jan Stevens and then he's just like, you make me so mad. Instead of any of this poetic.
He's just like, fuck my dick misses you.
Is he Blink-182 now?
Emo night?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the other way you could have gone.
Where are you? I'm sorry.
And I'm so horny.
I'm going to fuck this grapefruit. What does he fuck?
A peach? It's a peach. Let's be respectful.
Would hurt your dick so bad.
But he would smell amazing.
Oh my God, he would.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it now.
Mom, I hope you listen to this.
This was the one episode I was telling Hannah off air, like, probably not going to get too obscene this one. These are pretty tame, and then we managed to work in fucking a grapefruit, so sorry.
Should we just get straight to it? Actually, you know what? Let's go to a commercial break, and then we'll come back with what you've all been waiting to hear. We're back! Miel, do you want to talk about edging, or...
No, this one I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
So weird you brought that up, man.
Fuck you.
I'm bummed I missed that.
All right, next clip.
Fell deep in love, but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch.
That fucking, the violin roll down.
Oh
I love
my
it.
God. God.
If he had a Tinder and they were like, what are you looking for? He'd be like, girl that looks like she could be an Abercrombie and Fitch, because he keeps referencing it.
Yes, that's his type.
But also, they're hot. The girls, they're all blonde.
Well,
and
at this
all...
time, I'm pretty sure entirely white. I'm pretty
100%
sure.
White.
You say at this time as if it's changed.
They came under fire for like not casting anyone to work in their stores or to model for them that wasn't like just the exact same looking white person.
Yes. Wow. And then a year later they were like freckles. Ooh. And then a year later they were like
freckles counts as diversity.
Hey, baby steps, all right?
Guys.
Hear me out. Yeah. A brown haired girl.
What do you want? Highlights.
Whoa!
All right, this one has a degree. What do you want from us?
So I think my favorite line maybe was Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Caton.
Yeah.
Which is true. He played the character.
Correct, yeah.
Is that on news radio?
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Family Ties. Considered the fictional standard bearer of the 1980s Reagan Revolution. I don't know why I have that written.
Well, that sounds right, because Michael J. Fox's character was like a young
conservative,
he's a yuppie. Yeah,
yeah, but I don't. It just doesn't bear any relevance here. I suppose.
But also, it's really bringing me back to the same point that she's like, "Come on, LFO, we need to talk about us." And he's like, "Michael J. Fox was like, he can only spout off facts or punch the pier."
And I think that is the truth to this. I think that he's listing things to avoid his
to
true
avoid
feelings.
Confronting Ooh. his vulnerability.
Yes, that's why it's so random, because he's just like, I don't want to feel it.
This is his version of a comedian like doing that thing where they tell a story that is sad, but it's like a joke also for their set.
Also just comedy.
Yes. This is his version of comedy is what I meant to say.
Deflecting.
Like, yeah, this sad thing happened. Remember Family Ties? Fucking crazy.
Right.
And then his name actually is Rich, right?
Yeah, Rich
he
Cronin.
Says, when I met you, I said my name was Rich. What if it wasn't? He just pretended to be someone else for the summer.
And then he's just like, I really...
Catfish someone.
I didn't think this was going to be a huge deal, and now I can't forget her, and she doesn't know my real name. This sucks.
Yeah. God. I mean, I will say, though, 99, it would have been hard to stay in touch. I mean,
I was
going to
say,
impossible.
Like, how do you keep in touch then?
You can't follow them on Facebook for 20 years and go, who is this again?
And you call their house phone?
Yeah. Or, like, do you even get that number? And if you do, how many times do you call before you're like, this is not worth talking to your dad for a
right,
second.
You can't... True. Yeah.
Like, you were cute and all, but, like, this cyber sucks.
That is such an obstacle that, like, none of us have had to face. Calling through a parent. Well...
I did in middle school.
Really?
Middle school was all that for me. Yes. And it would be
calling
like,
through a parent.
Hi, Regina, it's Andy home. She's like, who's this? And you're like, Miel. She's like, I think you've called enough tonight. And you're like, okay.
Oh,
that's
no.
fine.
Sorry.
Or we had to do three-way calling a lot to try to scam guys into talking about their crushes while the girl was on the phone, too.
Oh, God.
As a private third call.
Little Ocean's 11 over there.
Oh, you guys just barely missed it. It was a real riot of a time.
I can imagine.
It was very bad.
I did the thing where you had to, like, you wanted to talk to someone and you had to be like, oh, I'm just tall enough to talk to Jessica.
Yeah.
But did not have to three-way call anybody.
Oh, I mean, we didn't have to. We wanted to.
Sure.
Right.
We were
right.
little scammers.
I love it. Fell deep in love, but now we ain't. I love the phrasing of now we ain't speaking if it's like they had a rough patch. And it's like, no, you're not speaking because she went home.
Yeah, I think probably he's like trying to make it sound like me and my girl, we ain't talking. It's like, well, she ain't your girl.
Right. She ain't your girl.
She does not remember you at all.
It's just, I feel like they had very different experiences this summer. She's like, I met this guy. He's kind of hostile.
Well, she was on vacation.
Right, right.
He just was living
and
there.
And he's like hung up. Yeah. Oh, he's one of those island guys.
He's a townie.
Oh,
for sure.
The townies.
He's like, oh man, I met the love of my life. And then she slipped away back to New York where she's an NYU student and
right.
I live here.
And I'm going to keep working at the crab shack.
She's like, I went to visit my fucking grandma this summer and this guy would not leave me alone.
It's true though. You get these vacation spectacles where, like, your normal life, say, you know, the lowest you'll go for is like a 6. And on vacation, you're like, oh, well, 2 is okay.
To be fair, though, everybody on vacation who was a 2 is like a 5 from like the beach and like the sun.
We're all so much hotter in the summer.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of summer, it's the first day of summer when this is coming out.
Oh,
okay. We got 2 fucking Tootsie Roll owls in here.
Yeah, but living in LA on the first day of summer is like, wow, fuck, another sunny day.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 degrees for 3 months.
Yeah.
I can't wait to sit in another ice bath.
Man, it's a hot one.
That's a different song. Also good.
Oh, might be.
I don't know. It's
So after that verse, it goes to the chorus, and then we get back into him listing some stuff.
Cherry pants, cold crush, rock stud boogie. Used to hate school, so I had to play hooky. Always been hip to the B-boy style. Known to act wild and make a girl smile.
What is his accent? What is his accent?
Always been hip to the bebop style.
Used to act wild.
Make a girl smile.
Wait, it's DeAntwoord.
Think you freaky.
I know. But he's like, girl, you got to my house.
It's a South African accent. It's Afrikaans. That's what it is.
It's Afrikaans.
Oh my God. Is this the American Dionne Ward we've been waiting for?
Finally. We had it all along. Just like the best friend in the romantic comedy.
So, Cherry Pez, Cold Crush, Rockstar Boogie.
Okay, wait. Did I Google something about this or did I not? Cold Crush. Most Cold likely, Crush. LFO refers here to the seminal early hip-hop group, the Cold Crush Brothers, known for their 1984 single, Fresh, Wild, Flying Bold. That's way too many adjectives for a song title.
Yeah, fresh, guys.
That is a lot of... Yeah.
Choose one.
I like it.
I mean, cool.
Cherry Pez, got that.
Classic, tasty.
Rock Stud Boogie?
That's also a person...
Rockstar Boogie?
No. Actually, that became a person after this song, so...
Oh, okay.
I think that those are just words again.
Rockstar Boogie.
You could have put anything there.
What is that? Showing your dick to teenage girls?
Yeah,
because
unlike Rockstar and the word boogie don't really... No. You don't boogie to rock.
Where is that? How is that your interpretation of what that
phrase
means?
Well, what do all rock stars have in common? They sleep with underage women.
Oh, I was like, do you think the answer is penises?
They all sleep with underage women.
Oh, every rock star's got a penis. That is...
So the Rockstar Boogie maybe? I don't know. Pulling it out of the fly and shaking it. I don't know.
Yeah, drip dry. Or not.
They can't use their hands because they're on the guitar. Right. They're playing guitar while they pee.
Rockstar Boogie.
What? No.
It's like sports.
I think they also dance on stage.
Yeah.
All right. You're right. My interpretation's a little weird.
Yeah, but like what rock stars do you think LFO is listening to?
That's true.
Let's figure it out.
Limp Bizkit.
Were they out yet? Sure.
Oh, I'm going to say Cold Crush.
Yeah, oh, I don't know.
Wasn't Cold Crush a hip-hop group?
I'm learning things right now.
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block, big-time rock star.
Yeah.
Big-time rock stars.
Chinese food.
Just in case you guys were wondering, he has always been hip to the b-boy style. He's not a poser. He's always been hip to it.
Always.
And he's known to act wild and make a girl smile.
Probably with his b-boy style. He's like pretty wild. I'm wearing this, huh? Because I'm white.
Yeah. He's the kind of dude that's like, yo, look how wild this is, and his visor's backwards.
He's like, am I right?
Oh, dude, you're crazy.
You see this, dude?
Rich, stop.
Rich, you're
on...
so weird.
So weird.
You should do comedy. You're so funny, Rich. I'm freaking dying. I gotta go back home.
Rich came to class the other day, and he had his jersey inside out the entire time, and no one said a thing.
Rich writes boobless on the calculator.
That's so much more bold than boobs. Like, that's why it's funny.
Boobless, flat
boobless.
White.
Oh, flat white.
Miel knows.
Honestly, me. This is that guy. He probably, anytime he wears sweatpants, goes, hey guys, wait, listen, and then whips his balls back and forth.
Oh my God, is that a person?
Oh, that was every boy in my middle school.
What does
school.
That sound like?
Jesus.
It's my balls, dude. Those are my balls, bro. Oh,
your school sounds great. I don't know why you didn't end up with one of them.
This island sounds like a nightmare.
Hey, there's only so many things you can do pre-internet on an island.
One of them includes whipping your dick back and forth and listening to your balls smack.
Oh, boy. If I had a
you
nickel.
You guys ran out of things so quickly. We're just like, what else? Well, we got these balls. You guys want to shake these around for a little bit, see what comes out?
You guys want a rock star boogie after we pee?
I don't know, maybe. We also put a game called Battle Hack, in which the person who drops the hacky sack in the circle has to let someone throw it at them as hard as they can, which I only found out later wasn't a real game, and was invented purely to justify throwing the hacky sack at me very hard.
It's a paintball.
They basically
were just like, look, if we make up a name, we can harass her, and she'll play.
I just wanted to learn how to play hacky sack, man.
Sure.
I'm still horrible at it. And now I flinch every time I drop it.
Yeah. PTSD. I love new addition in a candy girl. Remind me of you because you rock my world. You come from Georgia where the peaches grow. I drink lemonade and speak real slow. I'm from Georgia. Now we know where she's from.
All right.
She's from Georgia. Oh, that's a whole new information.
The picture is filling up. Why does she have a Larry Bird jersey?
Because she's hip-hop marmalade, baby.
She's hip-hop marmalade.
I don't know what that means.
I still love the idea that hip-hop marmalade is one phrase, like Creole Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It equally makes sense.
Is her name hip-hop marmalade?
Yeah, hip-hop first name, last name marmalade.
Two moms, lives at the edge of the beach, dream catchers everywhere.
He's like, yo, my name's Rich, what's your name? She's like, hip-hop marmalade.
She's like, ceiling fan, hip-hop marmalade jukebox.
I think so. This is now Demi. We can confirm it's one girl.
Yes.
She's from Georgia. Unless he has a fetish and they're all from Georgia.
Although, in the, as soon as it gets to the chorus, he's just like, I'm talking about girls in general.
No, I think he says that later because he gets embarrassed. It's like when someone's no, but I don't fucking mean this one chick. Yeah. Like, all the chicks, obviously.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, I miss girls.
Who I have sex with often.
Yeah. And, like, they gave me nudes one. So I can still jerk off to them.
Right. I love when they give me a Hummer.
That's
whatever.
The parody version.
Right.
Also a classic.
This song, like, as the details of this song fill in, I'm kind of, like, understanding how this song became so big. This feels like something that, as a kid, if you, like, fall in love with someone for a summer, you're like, this is my fucking song. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah.
Also, they drink lemonade and speak real slow.
Two things you know about Georgia.
They drink lemonade. Peaches grow there. They speak real slow.
Oh, yeah. They got a drawl.
But, like, is that... I don't know if that's so true. Also, no. I'm just now recontextualizing this. So he's, like, a boardwalk boy in Massachusetts. And she's, like, a nice southern lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't think she's thinking about him the same way.
He was surely
just, like,
not.
He was just, like, the hot guy, but, like, the towny boy. It's basically The Notebook. Right. But if she didn't end up with him and she never thought about him again.
Yeah.
Well, like, I had friends, like, southern friends that would dress up kind of, not skanky, I don't want to say that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, with the super revealing Abercrombie stuff. But they were going to marry a good Christian guy.
Oh, yeah.
And they would do what they would make out with, but nothing more.
No, no,
the
this
guys.
Was the phase. Yeah. Getting it out
this
of their
was
system.
The phase. Yep.
Just like, yeah, I don't know, what is it like to have sex with a guy covered in motor oil? And
right.
then I'll go back to my real
but
life.
But then the guy, ooh, when he won't fuck her,
yeah.
when she won't fuck him,
yeah.
it's like, I love her then. You
yeah.
know, like, wait, I got it's a conquest. So that's what's happening.
Trap her.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't, boy, because
nope.
guess what? You didn't rock her world.
Hip-hop marmalades on a ferry back home.
That's a traditional Georgian name, as I recall.
Look her up now. She's just hip-hop jam.
Represent.
She's hip-hop jam.
You hip-hop jam.
Name?
She got her married name. Or maybe marmalade, like, hyphen spick and span. She married into the spick and span.
Whiskey Foxtrot jam and hip-hop marmalade had two beautiful babies together.
Oh, yeah. And they have a
ketchup
plantation.
And mayonnaise.
I love how he just goes, love new addition in the candy, girl. Which is like, all right. Cool, another band you like, I
yeah.
guess. We've already said New Kids on the Block.
Reminds me of you because you rock my world.
And Cold Crush. He's just naming bands.
Yeah.
Remind me of you because you rock my world.
Maybe he just wants to open for one of them. And he's like, if I name enough.
Shout him out.
Right. Yeah.
Even
right.
though I'm pretty sure none of these bands were around anymore.
Pretty sure
song.
Billy Shakespeare is not coming back anytime
he's just
soon.
Like, if he does, though, I'm at the top of the
I'm
list
for
now.
Sure in. You love hip-hop and rock and roll. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near. You cannot wait, just... Was there a Paul Revere reference?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We have a lot to unpack here. There's so much that just happened.
You love hip-hop and rock and roll.
Oh, she's eclectic.
Like, all of the styles.
Yeah.
Dad took off when you were 4 years old.
Okay, that
you
feels like...
You cannot drop that kind of detail in a song.
Not your information to share, bud.
And then immediately move off.
No, right?
Yeah. If I heard this and I was the girl, like up until this point, I'd be like, oh my God, stop. Were you high when you wrote this? It's kind of cute, though. Wait, what the fuck did you just say? Yeah, yeah. You just talk about my dad? Fuck you, Rich. I told you that in secrecy after 2 marks.
Hey, now, hold on. There was a good man named Paul Revere.
Oh, wow. Let me guess. You're from Massachusetts. We get it.
Sure am.
Also, like... I guess Paul Revere. I mean, if you're going to say something about him, don't talk about him being good. Talk about being like a master blacksmith.
Right.
Or like a super good horse rider.
Or the ride.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe bring up
that he was like
a horse.
Patriot.
Yeah.
It feels like this also is just a shout out to the Beastie Boys song.
You think?
Although they are from Boston, so it could be either one.
I don't know. Boston
LFO's
people,
from Boston?
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Or near it. I don't know. Massachusetts very well.
Yeah, but Northeast,
Massachusetts.
White
yeah.
man. Got it.
Mass. You know.
Yeah.
You get it. This isn't a Massachusetts accent. It's just
right.
the way I personally speak
so this
about
is just
Massachusetts.
Like, sure. Suppressed Catholic, like...
Weirdness.
Emotions, mm-hmm. yeah.
Dad took off when you were 4 years old. That's...
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
Wow, hard. George has been hot.
He kind of took off, kind of like Paul Revere took off to announce
the British are coming in Concord. Was it
anyway,
Concord?
You want to get Chinese?
Yes.
Like, he just really wants to move past it.
You know, yeah. I feel much better when you're near.
I don't know why. Anyway, tell me more about your dad leaving. It's a great distraction from my own traumas.
Yeah, right?
My dad's still here. He's not. That's not fun to talk about.
Yeah, but he doesn't like me.
He supports
think.
Me financially.
Yeah, I work at his construction company, but like, he doesn't smile when I hug him.
Yeah, he got me the job at Abercrombie & Fitch.
You want me to watch me shotgun this?
I also, this guy couldn't get a job at Abercrombie & Fitch.
No.
He applied 30 times, but he's not getting it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the abs.
Poor guy. You love fun dipping cherry coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When
I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie & Fitch. Okay. I love that they were like, just to make sure people think that we can sing, let's just do like a hint of a harmony for two lines in the whole song.
Oh, yeah. It's not even the full lines.
No,
yeah.
No.
He loves fun dipping cherry coke. I like tell a joke.
There's so like two backup fast. Singers that are so excited. Jerry Coke.
Yeah. Yes. They've just been doing like a little shuffle behind him the whole time. They're like, oh, when we get to that line, I'm going to fucking nail the Jerry Coke.
I can't be sure, but none of them played instruments, right?
No.
And only one guy sings?
Yes.
I think they played their fingers.
I think multiple guys rapped, but I can't tell.
I think it's all the one guy? I don't know.
It would be funny.
Yeah, how many people are in LFO?
It's three.
Trois.
Seems like you don't need that many, but
no, No. This is a one man.
It could just be a light funky one.
No, it could be like that thing, the guy where you like layer your voice over.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe that's what he should
do. He just doubled himself, I think so.
Every time the chorus comes back in, he just harmonizes with himself.
Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke. Also, Cherry Coke was pretty bomb.
And Fun Dip's really good.
Fun Dip was bomb.
No qualms with his lines.
No, I think that this is all checks out.
Yes. Also, the girl sounds tight.
Yeah.
She's a little complicated, which I love.
Hip hop and rock and roll?
From Georgia, so she's probably got a sweet little accent.
Right.
Likes rock and roll and hip hop?
Right.
Whoa. Conspiracy theory.
What?
Not a conspiracy, just a thing. I'm like, wait a minute. Was this girl black?
Ooh.
She's from Georgia and likes hip hop. Atlanta.
Dad left when she, but that really does. That could be both.
Could be either way, but New Edition reminds him of her. Black group.
Yeah. I saw New Edition once and they went yeah, with the microphone.
Oh really?
Oh, I thought you were having like a
I thought that was your version of like yeah.
I just did something I was thinking about and I didn't mean to.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, maybe, dude. Maybe that's why he misses her so much more.
There are no black girls in Boston.
Hey, it was pre-9/11. They could have talked about this relationship.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. I think just based on the kind of white guy he seems like to me, I feel like he would very much mention she was black if she was black.
Yeah, just to be like, yo, she's, by the way, she's black, and I'm a white guy dating a black girl.
I don't think he'd say, by the way. I think he would lead with it.
You're right.
I met this black girl. Like, that's what he would say.
Your skin was black. That's fine with me.
I don't have an issue with that.
Your mom got mad when she saw us talking.
But also, she laughs at his, she likes the way that she laughs when he tells a joke.
Yeah. Which I kind of feel like maybe is her being like, oh, you think you're funny.
I think she's like, why'd you make a joke when I told you my dad left? Really, really poor timing.
I really don't think she was into this.
It's the kind of laugh that's like, ugh. Yeah, it's like not really a laugh.
He's like, oh, I made her laugh. And she's like,
Is that a tickle?
It's she has the best laugh.
It's not, I like the way you laugh at my jokes. It's I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke.
Right.
So it is probably
which
about
is this.
The fact.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love the way you spell out when something's funny by saying that's funny.
Isn't that how pretty girls always laugh? That's funny.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Can I have a mug of something?
Can I have a mug of something?
I'm really cold.
I need something cozy.
Can I have your jacket? Oh, you don't have one? Can I have your shirt?
Oh, you don't have one?
Can I have your arms?
Touch me.
Who is this person?
I crave male touch. My dad left when I was 4.
Laughing. In the summertime, girls got it going on. Shake and wiggle to a hip-hop song.
Summertime girls are the kind I like. I steal your honey like I stole your bike. Wait. Is he talking to a queer woman or a man now?
And did he say shake weight?
Shake and a wiggle to a hip hop song.
I thought it said shake weight away.
He said in the summertime girls got it going on, shake and wiggle to a hip hop song.
Mm-hmm.
Third mention of hip hop in this song. This guy really wants you to know.
We get it.
I like hip hop. The girls I like hip hop.
I think this is his way of subtly being like black girls.
Honestly, you definitely could be right.
I'm just saying.
No, I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that this is his code speak for like black, please.
If the next line was like, everyone looked at us when we entered the Trader Joe's or something, it's like, okay, yeah.
Wait, and then finally they meet up and she brings him to like a black service and everyone's singing and he cries for the first time. He's like, I get it now.
We've just created like the best. Oh, ooh, that's a sketch.
Flatline,
hit the button.
And he says, summertime girls are the kind I like, which is to Hannah's point, he's definitely trying to be like, not just one, not just one.
And then, I didn't love her, I didn't love her.
And then suddenly speaks to someone I don't think he's mentioned yet. I'll steal your honey like I stole your bike. He's just a bully now.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he said wife. Bike.
No, he's just talking to the boy he bullied in third grade, being like, just so you know, Rick, this song's about you. Like, I don't get it.
So, like, he's calling himself out on being the bully.
Yeah, proudly. Yeah. Proudly being the bully, which, again, in the 90s, it was kind of tight to be a bully.
That's true.
Wait, what's that movie where they, like, rap, like, stand back, where they have the bike?
Oh, Teen Witch?
Yes.
Top that.
I haven't seen it.
Top that. Oh, we have to, yeah, you have to see that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Uh-uh. Dude, no, top that.
I've never even heard of it.
I know so many people who know, like, the rap to that memorized, and it's, like, the only one they know. It's just was such a big.
Wait, the only rap song
it's either that or
like,
Fresh
the only
Prince
they
that
have
people
memorized.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a bummer. Learn more songs, people. There's a lot out there.
Look, I like hip-hop and rock and roll.
Can't I like both? I like to rock star boogie.
Yeah, keep saying that. I'll steal your honey like I stole your bike,
I'm not
Hannah.
Like the other Georgia girls. I don't even like peaches. I talk fast.
Although being from Georgia, actually, I'm like, yeah, hip-hop and rock and roll makes sense in that state to
absolutely.
Me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, if you were like, I'm from Washington, I'd be like, well, that's confusing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you would know.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
You're from Twilight?
I'm from Twilight.
Twilight Town. Boogaloo shrimp and pogo sticks. My mind takes me back there oh so quick. Let you off the hook like my man Mr. Limpin. Think about that summer and I bug cause I miss it. This is the weirdest reference in
wait,
the song.
Wait, two references. And you guys have to say it very slowly for me.
Okay, do you want Mr. Limpin or Boogaloo Shrimp, Demi?
I'll take Mr. Limpin.
Okay. Boogaloo Shrimp refers to Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers. Born November 13th, 1967, he's an American dancer and actor known for his role as Turbo in the 1984 film Breakin' and the sequel Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. In both movies, he is credited as Boogaloo Shrimp, a name that remains linked to the Hollywood phase of poppin', boogaloo, and robot dancing, as well as the freestyle art of b-boying.
So this is just him going like, don't forget, I love hip-hop and b-boying, and I'm all about, you know, rap. And hip-hop.
You know what? I actually do appreciate, like, I go on IMDb to learn facts about people sometimes.
Yeah.
In his first song alone, I would have 30.
Yeah. Yes.
So I like that. It's I kind of, I feel like I know him.
Educational.
I wish they had just done this song every summer with just more people. Like, right. A weird, like, trivia roundup.
Yeah, why right. not? This summer we met Eminem. He had that one song.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. You know, thinking about it.
Charles Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic. And pogo sticks.
Pogo sticks.
I think Titanic was hella romantic.
Ooh, shit. Should I go?
Yes.
But it has to be like D'Antoine. I think Titanic was hella romantic.
And then one of us has to have our voice like, I think Titanic was very romantic.
Chappie has a book.
Chappie has a book. How many references to Chappie have we made on this show?
Oh, just Chappie. One? Never seen it, but...
Hannah!
Guys. You're missing out on
you
so little.
See
you
it.
Watch Teen Witch, I'll watch Chappie. Report
deal.
Back.
Let's do it in the same room at the same time.
Yes.
Picture in picture.
Okay, so then my mind takes me back there oh so quick. Again, this is like third grade poetry. It's very yes. weird.
Right.
Let you off the hook like my man Mr. Limpet.
Mr. Limpet is a... movie from the 60s about a talking fish that a man in the Navy comes across.
Yep, it's a man named Henry Limpet who turns into a talking fish.
Okay.
And then helps the U.S. Navy locate and destroy Nazi submarines.
You're what? Kidding me.
Dead serious. Played by Don Knotts.
Anything goes in the 60s. You have an idea, they'll just be like, fuck it. We're not making any
They're
movies.
All on LSD. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Mr. Limpet.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a comedy?
I yes. think so. It's a cartoon fish.
I love the idea that it wouldn't be, though. Just, like, it's a drama.
Also, who wishes to be a fish of all the things? I want to be, like, a dolphin, maybe?
Look, it rhymes.
A whale?
So you could fuck things?
Maybe.
I mean, look, you got one wish. A genie's like, hurry up. You wish rhymes with fish. Your mind goes to places.
He says, let you off the hook, like my man, Mr. Limpet.
Oh, the hook. I only just now got the hook
the
reference.
The fish thing.
But what is he letting her off the hook of?
What is she maybe on that the she hook didn't, for? Like, want to stay with him when she went home after the summer. Also, like, my man,
Mr. Because she didn't
Mr.
send
Limpet?
Him her location. He's, like, very controlling.
She didn't email. Nope, sorry. She didn't write
facts.
A letter with her GPS coordinates.
Right. Yeah, I was like, what are you, fax machine?
Didn't
very extensive directions. Take a left after the third house on the right with the red door. Anyway, my man, Mr. Limpet, makes me laugh very hard, as in he's again, close personal friends with Billy Shakespeare and Mr. Limpet the cartoon fish.
Mr. My man.
Also, I'm pretty sure he wasn't even born when Mr. Limpet was made, so does he have that, like, off the dome a reference?
Well, I think it's like, we all have things that, as a kid, we watched that were just, like, movies from before we were born.
Yeah, right. I guess. That just feels like a very weird one.
Yeah, I just want to know who his parents are now. What is the relationship there?
I know, he's talking about her parents, not his own.
He's like, don't hug me, just watch Mr. Limpet. It all makes sense.
Directed and produced a Mr. Limpet series, so it's like all of his childhood.
Yeah, sure. That makes more sense than this.
Think about that summer, and I bug because I miss it.
I bug?
I bug.
Yeah.
No,
very 90s.
I don't like him saying that.
I like it.
At least say, like, I'm bugging. I bug.
Think about that summer and I'm bugging because I miss it.
Yeah. That's better, right?
And yeah. I bug.
And a bug.
Yeah.
Like the color purple macaroni and cheese. Ruby red slippers in a bunch of trees. Call you up, but what's the use? I like Kevin Bacon, but I hate Footloose.
Oh, this is the best. These are the best four lines in the entire song.
Wow.
Every single line is gold.
Like the color purple.
Okay, so he's definitely dating she's black.
Definitely a black woman.
Yep.
That's it.
Absolutely.
We solved
that's
it. We solved it. Macaroni and cheese. I guess just the food.
Yeah.
All right. Ruby red slippers.
And a bunch of trees.
Is that weed?
Well, maybe, but I like to think it's literally just like we used to, you know, we'd go and walk and we'd always just, I like that tree and we kissed under that tree.
Yeah, because when you're young, you can't go to a bar, so you're like, want to go like meander in the forest? That's a date.
Ruby red slippers.
Call you up, but what's the use? What, because she doesn't answer, because her number got changed? Like, what's the deal here?
It seems like I didn't even realize that calling her up was an option. So now that he's presenting
number.
It, it's like, oh.
So something bad went down.
Yeah. She dumped him, it sounds like.
Yes.
And
he's
reminiscing.
Like, there's no reason to call you at
maybe
this
because he fetishized her race.
Sounds like it. Sounds like
so
that
you
could
know,
be a factor.
I like the color purple a lot.
And she was like, I'm going to Massachusetts for the summer. Maybe I'll fuck a white guy. And now he's like, I'm in love. I'm in love with you.
I'm going back to Georgia.
I'll eat all the comfort food. Like, what is
I like macaroni and cheese. Can I come to Georgia?
Oh my God.
And then finally, the last line of this little phrase, I like Kevin Bacon, but I hate Footloose.
Which is just blasphemy.
I know.
What do you like of Kevin Bacon's then?
Animal House? You like watching him get spanked? No,
oh,
it,
that?
The Invisible
right, yeah,
Man.
What was around, but yeah.
Was he in Tremors?
I don't know. I didn't see that. The
He's
one
in like everything.
He is in everything.
Oh, you know the one I'm thinking of? Hollow Man.
Oh, that, yeah.
That was, I think,
fucked
the
up.
Pinnacle of Kevin Bacon.
I wish it was like Kevin Bacon, but I love Kira Sedgwick. Which would have been like, yep, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Highest female paid actress on TV.
They did get married, so. Yeah, I don't see how you could like Kevin Bacon and hate Footloose. That, to me, that's the most offensive part of the song to me.
It's what made him famous, right? It's like his most famous thing.
I don't know.
Considering how much he loves to dance, it sounds like, or boogie, as he puts it, I'm surprised.
That might be why he hates it.
Maybe the plot being that you can't dance.
That's why he hates it.
He didn't even get to the end. He's like, I don't want to see how this ends. I don't like that there's no dance in this town. I don't care.
And in a church of all places, in a religious town?
Why would, no, I hate this.
I got to do my rock star boogie.
And right? there's not any black people in this town, girl. That's why I hate it. So you know.
He's performatively woke. Why are there no black people in this movie? Am I right, fellas?
Let's
Am
turn
I
it
right?
off. I'm not even going to watch the rest of it later on my own or nothing.
But I like that his name is Bacon because I like that food.
Maybe he's just mad that, like, it's the wrong type of dancing they do in Footloose.
It's not the rock star boogie.
Right,
yeah.
right.
There's
right.
no rock
and
star
And it's not
boogie.
Really rock or hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's like sort
True,
of
it's like
musical
swingy.
Theater-ish, swingy.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like cotillion.
No b-boy involved at all.
That's why he's like, if there ain't a b-boy, I don't care.
Right.
Call me when you got a b-boy. Debbie, weren't you a b-boy for a while?
Okay, don't phrase it like that. No, I was not a b-boy. We used to break dance at recess of school.
Yeah, but you like carry cardboard around.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't go, that might have been what I remember.
In my opinion, you did.
In my fact, you didn't. I did not.
I've seen you dance on the floor, and I can't believe that was a casual pursuit for you.
Yeah.
That you just learned how to do crazy breakdancing?
You haven't learned how to do a thing that you don't do professionally for your life?
Well, I didn't say you do professionally. You don't have to. B-boy's not a professional title.
I think that's impressive.
I feel like it is.
It's crazy, right?
If you call yourself a B-boy, you are. That's like your lifestyle.
Okay, so you do. So you're a B-boy by trade, but you don't identify as a B-boy because it's too much pressure.
Because it's 10,000 hours to master
yes,
a craft.
Of course,
correct.
Of course.
Yeah, and I've only got in like my 9,000.
Yeah, he's
really
in the artist way. He's on page 3 as a B-boy.
But like, you can't spin on your shoulder.
I don't think anyone can spin on their shoulder.
Your head?
Are you
your
just
head.
Trying to like take a stock of what I'm capable of?
Yeah. What's the hardest B-boy move you can do?
I don't know.
The windmill?
Baby freeze?
The windmill. What's a baby? Are you just saying things?
No, baby freeze is where you just sleep.
Here's the thing. I can't.
It's like a.
You pull out your cardboard and you go take a nap.
I didn't want to say it on air, but I can do the Rockstar Boogie.
Oh, shit. What is it?
Oh.
You don't know the Rockstar Boogie?
Mm-mm.
This is embarrassing for you. I might cut that out. Let's move on.
Okay. Came in the door. I said it before. Think I'm over
you, but I'm really not sure. When I met you, I said that harmony guy comes back.
You
look like a girl from
Abercrombie and Fitch. He's repeating himself.
Yeah.
This is the same fucking
He's
line.
He's really running.
It's always a shout out to Abercrombie and Fitch, but I think it's so funny.
Every verse ends with, when I met you, I said my name was Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. Every verse.
He's just trying to jog her memory.
When did Abercrombie and Fitch open? Like, was this like a new fad?
That's
or...
a great question.
Let me look
because I'm
up.
Trying to think of like decades clothing. And 70s, you had bell bottoms. 80s were like neon, like, you know, like sweat, like leg warmers and all that. 90s were like really oversized mom jeans and the Rachel haircut.
I think
late
Abercrombie
90s...
became biggest in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it definitely, I think, shot up in the
90s. No,
like,
yeah,
like,
it
99.
Was popular in malls in the 90s.
And it must have been like a whole new way of...
A whole new way, Abercrombie. Yeah, that's that. It makes sense to me, but why he felt the need to shout them out 18 times in the song?
Yeah,
it does feel like maybe he's in a cahoots with Big Abercrombie.
He's like, right. Look, we're gonna shoot this music video. We need to get these clothes paid for.
Oh, you know what? His name's Rich Abercrombie. That's what it is.
That would make sense if it were true.
I was like, what?
If we were just like, oh, that's, why didn't we think about that?
And also then what a fucking sellout if he was Rich Abercrombie. Shout out to my dad and my mom and my grandpa.
Especially to be like, your dad left when you were 4 years old. My dad is very wealthy.
I'm doing okay.
Okay, and then we just have the bridge. When the summer girls come in, summer girls go. Summer worthwhile and summer so-so. Summer girls come in, summer girls go. Summer worthwhile and summer so-so.
Such a fucked up line.
Summer girls, some summer girls I dated, I'm just like, so-so.
Some are like, worthwhile and some are so-so.
Wow.
What does that even mean?
Some are a waste of my time.
I've been that so-so girl.
So-so?
Doesn't feel great.
Who says so-so that's under 80 years old?
Oh, so-so.
Imagine
no one says so-so. That's a crazy way to describe
it's
a
true.
Person.
It really is.
Maybe like mediocre or like, okay, meh, all right,
yeah,
so-so.
But some are worthwhile and some are just meh. Like, I feel like it needed a...
I feel like even describing a person as worthwhile seems shitty.
Yeah.
It's so, because
it
just...
says a lot about him,
right.
Again.
Measuring against your own standards.
Thank you for not wasting my summer.
Black woman.
And again, he's like talking about like general girls now as if he does this every summer, which very much feels like him trying to be like, but the song's not really about you, because like I fuck a lot. So
no, he's telling this to a guy while playing beer pong, like for sure, you know.
I'll steal your honey, like I stole your bike. It's like, why is this on me now?
Yeah. This is our reunion. Can you calm down?
I haven't seen you in a year. What are you doing?
You're so hostile.
You don't have to remind me of things that happened last year. I was there, man.
I didn't like when you said I wasn't worthwhile. Your best friend.
He's a shitty
dude. You know
what?
You're just so-so.
Yeah, you're a so-so man. Is that the meanest thing you ever say to someone? I don't care enough about you to have like a strong opinion. You're just so-so.
Which is actually pretty biting. I would hate that.
To pull out some old-ass slang like so-so to describe me would cut to my core.
It's like being in limbo. Yeah.
Like you take like your fiancé How to Meet Your Grandma and she's like, well, she's so-so.
Oof. Yeah.
She'll
do. Adequate. Yeah, it hurts. Summertime girls got it going on. Shaking. To a hip-hop song.
Summertime girls are the kind I like. I steal your honey like I stole your bike. I love that the chorus guy gets more to do in this part. He's just like, I'm gonna come in for the end of every line.
Right.
Stole your bike. And it's probably his bike he stole, huh?
And like, who steals a bike? That's like the... I always think like people actually steal bikes,
they
but
do.
What a jackass.
Every bike I've ever had has been stolen.
Yeah. Anyone that has a bike, like, good for you for getting out there and not being in your car. And you're going to take that away from them? This line hits me hardest than anything else.
Have you had a bike stolen?
No.
I'm just very empathetic.
I'm not
a biker.
I just
found out my bike was stolen.
Oh.
Went in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, when?
I don't know when. It's been like locked up in the garage, and then I was like, I'm going to go get my bike, and then the wheel was just there, and I was like, well, yeah.
And you're, someone in your own building stole it.
Presumably, which is fine.
I haven't ridden... Rich Abercrombie.
As long as they don't steal my honey.
I don't like you calling good honey.
Steal my honey. Like, again, it's so aged.
You can have my bike, but you'll never get my honey. Hands off my marmalade.
And yeah, he's talking about actual the condiment. Yes. Steal my honey.
This is all just to a jar of marmalade.
Okay, either he's a bear. Yeah. Or he's 1,000 years old and he's trying to seem relatable.
He's one of those
either
bears.
She's a person or she's a jar of marmalade.
This is song... so soaks. Because that makes sense. If you're doing a marmalade tasting, you could describe
it
as
so-so. But there's no use. It's a jar.
This punch-up should have been just Paddington singing the song.
He keeps yelling into the jar and no one ever responds.
Hello. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits.
You know what it was?
I love how he laughs at my jokes.
He calls marmalades and honeys and other fine condiments girls because he collects them. And in the summer, they have limited editions that don't ever return.
And eventually they go bad. Well, preservatives.
Eats them before they go bad. Yeah. What he calls sex.
There are like New England jams. So maybe it's like he got a summer jam from Georgia that's like a peach flavor. And it's like, oh, I hope that comes back. Oh, discontinued.
Right. He's like, oh, last summer they had the most wonderful loganberry marmalade.
And Chinese food makes him sick because it's perishable.
Yes. You only can do pectin
things.
You'll
be like preserved.
And So just filling out the story completely, he stole a bike because he's one of those bears that rides a bike at the circus.
Right.
Right.
Or if he's a human and he's just 1,000 years old, he needed the money to fund his addiction. Because those limited editions
have high
shipping costs. Ship from Vermont.
It's like, I'm stealing something. It's either your honey or your bike.
Yeah. I'll either steal your honey to eat it or your bike to buy honey.
I'm just imagining like Winnie the Pooh. He's like, oh, bother. I have to steal another bike to feed my addiction.
Right.
I'm so glad we finally cracked it. It took the entire song, but we did it.
And the bug reference. I bug because bugs around preserves.
Oh.
Yes.
It took us a while, but
we got to the core. We got to the Tootsie Pop Center.
Yes.
Summer jams coming. Summer jams go.
They do.
It almost feels sacrilegious for me to have...
punched it up.
Yeah.
But you did.
I did.
And now here we are.
Yeah. So for my punch up, I figured... You know, when we trace back what this song's talking about, they're talking about summer of 91, 92. So I figure if we make this a new jam for this year, I got to go back to summer 2010.
Yeah.
Sing about what was going on then.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I wrote about a love that takes place in summer 2010. Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? You remember
Santana?
We met that summer. Usher and Will I Am dominated the charts. Dry lactose makes me fart. I wanna cry when I'm on your little sly in the summer. In the summer. I like ladies in sweaters from H&M. You're a perfect 10 out of 10. I'll never forget that summer. Yeah, that summer. Yeah. Facebook flash my top on 3. We had our love bloom in the summer heat. The hottest damn girl that I ever had met. Auto-tune the news on the internet. Got a lot of looks when you walk in a room. Jimmy Cameron made a movie too. Just lay staring at the moon at night. Ever since you left, girl, it hasn't felt right. All these years you've been on my mind. Tried to love another, but my heart's resigned. I could look forever, there's just no equal. Deepwater horizon killed a whole bunch of people. Give it all up to hear your voice again. January Jones was Betty on Mad Men. When we first met, I knew that you were perfection. You looked like the crazy French wife from Inception.
French wife!
I wanna cry when I'm on your little spy in the summer. In the summer. I like ladies in sweaters from H&M. You're a perfect 10 out of 10. I'll never forget that summer. That summer, yo. Keen
Wa, caramel, bacon, salt, ramen. Watch just right because I knew you liked common. Always laughed because I was the pickiest eater. Re-release of Avatar came to theaters. Every time you left me, I was broken and crying. Sully Sullenberger just retired from flying. Told all my friends, can't believe it, I lost her. Avatar won 3 technical Oscars. Made me love sick, girl, you gave me the fever. I love Avatar, but I hate Sigourney Weaver. Oh, the time we spent made me feel so needy. Watching Avatar on my 3D TV. Love making out on your pop's recliner. You had my heart trapped like those Chilean miners. When we first met, it was incredible luck. You looked like the girl from the beginning of Up before she died.
I like lasers, wet and strong H&M. You're a perfect 10 out of 10. I'll never forget that summer. That summer.
In the summertime, girls got it going on. Shake and a wiggle to a hip-hop song. Summertime girls are the ones for me. Jake Sully hooked his tail into that tree. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. Pandora got attacked by Marine Invasion. Sat by the phone when I gave you my digits. Avatar runs 161 minutes. Kanye, Mario, Doctor Who. My large full back Avatar tattoo. I love it when you laid your head across my chest. You dumped me cause I got Avatar obsessed. My life was a cake and baby you were the icing. I if yet your local starts erupting in Iceland. When we first met you were my shining star. You looked like Neytiri from Avatar.
Ten times in the theaters. I like lasers, sweaters from H&M.
Yeah,
and the door gets 10 out of 10. I'll never forget that song.
Watching Avatar all the time.
Oh, wow.
Had to make it a universal experience that everyone could relate to.
That was very strong.
Thank you.
Everyone wants to fuck Avatar.
Yeah.
I just want to know what that tattoo looks like.
No, I want to see it. Is it the world? Is it the face?
I'll show you after the... I mean, I don't know. Hypothetically, it could be anything.
Uh-huh.
From the magical world of Pandora.
I can't believe how ambitious you are. I would have done one verse.
I know a lot about Avatar, it turns out.
Right.
Did you know that at the top of the dome?
No. I had to look up all of that.
That's a relief.
I love Avatar, but I hate Sigourney or something. But I hate Sigourney Weaver. I love that.
I mean, oh, that man. Actually would make more sense to me than...
I hate Footloose.
Yeah.
Although, right. Who hates Sigourney Weaver?
Oh, she's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's the best.
What a gem. I would almost think you could punch that up by making it only about Sigourney Weaver.
True.
Just kidding. It was great.
If anyone wants to punch that
up. Perfect. Homework.
I think that takes us right into... Unpunchable jam.
Can't punch this.
Hannah.
A jam that I like. A
jam that you love.
Okay.
Not a marmalade.
Obscure reference, but I'm not really. Dance Magic Dance, David Bowie Labyrinth.
Ooh, yes! That's a great one.
I think everyone needs to turn it on in their car, in the shower, in their rooms, and just let those smooth jams take over.
And I'm just
those
guessing.
Those goblins singing.
I'm guessing, knowing you, you love to do the goblin parts.
100%.
I was going to ask.
You remember the
other
babe? What babe? The babe with the power. What power? Power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
Who do you do what?
Do what?
Rob you the babe.
I love the baby noise.
I also love the prop baby being thrown very high up, and then you're like, is it going to end? It's down. Yeah.
It just died there.
Oh.
It's such a great fucking song that totally stands alone to me outside of the movie.
100%. There's such a thing as too musical theatery,
yes.
You know? And because David Bowie's voice is just like smooth velvet,
oh,
you
yes.
know, yeah. in a bowl of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. With a little scotch.
With just a dash of scotch.
Yep.
It's just perfect.
Oh, God, I can't believe no one's picked that yet. That's
Do you know that he
pick.
Put socks in his package area just to make, to ensure that it was...
I did know that only because, you know, the mind wanders.
The mind does wander.
And he's so hot in that
he's
movie.
He's so hot. There's such an androgyny about him.
That I don't know if I want to be him or want to... Like,
fuck him. Yeah, yeah. It's tricky. Both.
It's too tricky.
I love that now we're censoring. I don't know if I want to be him or if I want to... him.
If I want to beep him.
His penis area.
That's a great pick, Hannah.
Yeah.
God,
yep.
What a solid thing.
Fits in line with this, too, because they're both things that, like, as a child, you just be like, yes, this is my favorite thing right now. I don't need to look into anything.
Rude, as an adult.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
It's still good.
Mm-hmm. What's your Unpunchable Jam, Demi?
Well, so I wanted to pick a song from 1999, and I was realizing I have a lot of options like, great songs from 99.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go with something that wasn't a boy band. But still was in the vein of this, so I went with the song that ushered us into the new millennium, Wait, excuse me. Will.i.am. Will2k.
Oh my god.
Will Smith.
Oh my god.
Great song. It's
You're
a great.
Obsessed with this song.
It's a very good song. Almost all of Will Smith's like raps from this period were just samples of other songs that he rapped over.
But you think that's unpunchable?
I think it's a great song, and therefore yes.
No,
I don't.
Bold stance.
It is punchable by the very nature of it having lyrics about the new year.
Yeah,
so,
but it was a big one.
It was.
It was a big one.
While everyone was panicking, he was just like, I don't fucking care. I'm writing a song about how
right,
much
because a lot of people
confetti.
Were like, the world's going to end this
yeah.
year.
I had a full, I didn't buy it. I won't name names, but someone I know filled our entire back storage area with food, with about 10 years of food, just
Damn.
In case things went down.
Someone you don't want to name, huh?
Someone I won't name. Friend of the podcast.
Inherited a lot
Have
of pickled
been
items.
On the podcast before?
maybe so, maybe not.
Well, like, the Swiss are always ready. Like, it's like legally you have to have, like, a bomb basement.
That's
yeah.
true.
So, I mean.
I mean, it makes sense.
Better to be prepped than
and
me.
And it really enabled my little fat ass to go out there and eat it after it didn't happen.
Right.
Because there's a 10-gallon jug of cookie dough
mix. A lot of pickled okra.
January 1st, 2000 was, like, the best day of your life.
You're I was like yes! so much food!
Right.
I'm going to live forever.
I'm glad to see Will Smith, though, is making it on the Unpunchable playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Will Smith rapping.
I really do, too. And I don't want to see him. He's doing it now again, and I'm just like,
oh,
you don't
no.
have to.
The time's
yeah,
passed.
You can't touch.
Did you know, like, this is not a joke. He is supposedly doing one for Aladdin.
No.
Yeah.
No,
he's
it's
doing
not
a rap
your...
for Aladdin?
Supposedly.
It's not one of your Twitter videos?
No, I mean, I
it's
did
real?
That, but it's coming real, and I am...
I'm a little bummed for Aladdin to be remade, to be
I'm
honest.
I'm excited.
I'm apprehensive.
But that's another podcast.
But then we'll get into that with the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on The Attempt.
Jack Nicholson.
Old Jack Nick.
My Unpunchable Jam this week, this song, you know, I try to find the positive in it, but it doesn't put me in an amazing headspace. It's kind of a weird, the LFO, I should say.
Oh,
the
okay.
song I chose, I needed kind of as a chaser. You know what I mean? Took the shot,
right.
here's my chaser.
Right.
Winter by Tori Amos.
Yeah.
Close.
It's like, let's level it out.
I chose Jesus Etc. by Wilco.
I don't think I know that song.
Me neither.
Oh, really? Oh,
I
what
think
a
I
treat.
I only know one Wilco song.
Well, if it's not Jesus Etc., I would say you've got your priorities incorrect.
Jesus Etc.
I think it's their best song, personally.
What's it about?
Hard to say. It kind of reads like it's potentially like a post-apocalyptic like love song, but that might be too literal for Reed. I don't know totally, but I like it because of that too. It's a little ambiguous, and it's musically, I don't know, it just puts me to in a good headspace anytime it comes on. It's really pretty. One of my brother says he's gonna play it at his wedding.
Oh.
And that's that kind of jam.
That's a sweet song.
It's a sweet song.
Is that off Go for Yankee a sweet song. Hotel Foxtrot?
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, Whiskey Marmalade Hip Hop.
Demi's like dogs. In La La Land, he has a cassette and he keeps rewinding it to listen to jazz.
Hannah, where can people find you if they want to follow you on the internet?
Hannah Pilkis on Instagram.
And you make really funny Instagram videos.
Thanks, dude.
Like, genuinely funny.
Oh, yeah, and that the Groundlings, I guess. They can go, if they
come see a show.
LA. Yeah, come
go
yeah.
to the
come
Groundlings.
See
a show. Just... Keep
just,
looking.
Just camp out there like Comic-Con, and one day I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm here for Hannah. I can't say her last name. Thank
Pilkies?
You so much
Thank
for coming
you guys.
On.
Thank you. This is a blast.
So fun.
If you want to find us, I'm at Miel. He's at Electro Lemon. We're at Punch Up the Jam.
Yep.
And that's all I just say.
Email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com if you got any song requests or, well, actually, that's it.
Don't say negative things to me.
Yeah, you can say negative things to me, but keep it fun.
Keep the subject line to Demi alone.
If you're going to be mean, you got to be real funny about it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like LFO.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're like, hey, I like Kevin Bacon, but I fucking hate that one movie you did, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to steal your honey like I stole your bike.
Don't steal anyone's bike, though.
Leave people's bikes alone.
If there's one takeaway from this episode, it's don't steal bikes.
And reduce your carbon footprint.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.